Planescape Lore presents Seared, Book 3, written by Robin Weidman and Scribes of Solterra. Read for you by Rusty Miwa. Chapter 1. The massive skull doors groaned, sending vibrations through the floor as they swept open, revealing nothing but a dark entrance to an unseen place beyond. Jace stared in amazement that the doors actually opened, as a cool, stale gust of air escaped from behind them. His breath caught in his throat at the smell, and he wrinkled his nose against the stifling odor. Even so, he took an involuntary step forward toward the dark opening. Something about the space beyond the doors drew him forward and beckoned him to come closer.
"The chi here is incredible," Breed breathed out, stepping forward with him.
Jace took another step toward the darkness, sweeping the area with his spiritual senses. Chi swirled around him at levels he'd never experienced before, whetting his core's appetite and enticing him to sit and cultivate until he'd glutted himself on energy. Not only that, but the quality of chi around him left him nearly dizzy, even though he hadn't consumed any of it yet.
"Imagine how quickly we'll advance with conditions like this to cultivate in," Alira commented.
Jace heard her step closer and startled when she put her hand on his shoulder.
"I'll be able to blast through the first level of the formation stage, and you won't be stuck in the lower levels of the Gatherer stage for long."
He forgot to answer for a moment, distracted by her hand as it left his shoulder, but then said,
"If I could spend a year here, I might become strong enough to secure my freedom."
While his progress of advancing to the third level of the Gatherer stage in only a few weeks after he began cultivating couldn't be considered anything other than impressive, he still couldn't face many of the people who would take away his freedom. Whether Ouyang, cultivators from Mount Hua, or bounty hunters, and Wyn. So far, he'd been sufficiently resourceful and had enough help from Sami and Alira that he managed to remain free. But he didn't want to rely on things that felt like chance or on other people to do for him what he needed to do for himself. He had to be strong enough to face challenges head-on and come out the victor. Until he could do that, he would still be at the mercy of chance and other people's goodwill.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?